You're listening to SBS News.
Malcolm Turnbull, stymied in his attempts to pass his signature energy and tax cut policies, has been ousted as Prime Minister 8 months before a federal election is due. Early today, Mr. Turnbull was presented with a petition with the 43 signatures he'd demanded, calling for a leadership spill. The motion to end his reign as Prime Minister carried 45 votes to 40, and in a second round of voting, now former Treasurer Scott Morrison defeated former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to become his successor. Former Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg is the new Deputy Liberal Leader, replacing Julie Bishop, the third candidate for the leadership, who lost out in the first round of voting. Mr. Morrison says he'll consult with her about a position in his government. The spill means no Australian Prime Minister has still served a full term since John Howard finished in 2007. It also brings to end a tumultuous week for the government, which has faced widespread criticism for the party infighting and accusations it's neglected to govern. Mr. Morrison says his first priority will be to help the country's drought-affected areas and to lower power prices. He's also promising to rebuild trust.
Today our team needs to look after the events of this week and how that's impacted on them. And they've gone back to their electorates, they've gone back to their families, and they're going to listen and they're going to bring things back to us. And where there needs to be changes, they will be made. And where there needs to be continuity, then that will be maintained.
Mr. Morrison has also paid tribute to his predecessor.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. I've known Malcolm for a long time, as you know. He has been a dear friend. He has served his country in a noble and professional way. He has led our cabinet. We've been proud to serve with him as a government.
Mr. Morrison's appointment is a major blow for Peter Dutton, who was considered the leading candidate if a spill occurred. It was his motion to spill the leadership that opened the way for a new leader. But Mr. Dutton says he's ready to work with the new Prime Minister.
My course from here is to provide absolute loyalty to Scott Morrison to make sure that we win the election and that we defeat Bill Shorten to make sure that he's never Prime Minister.
Former Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is adamant a change of leadership was necessary. He resigned his position on Thursday, along with Cabinet colleagues Mitch Fifield and Michaelia Cash, effectively sealing Mr. Turnbull's fate. Mr. Cormann has told Sky News the government will be better.
I mean, we have gone through this process now. It was an incredibly difficult process, but the leadership issue had to be resolved. It now is resolved. Now we'll be a stronger, more united, more effective government as a result.
Mr. Turnbull says he'll leave Parliament soon. He's wishing his successor well, but criticising those he says worked to topple him.
The people who chose, you know, Peter Dutton and Tony Abbott and others, who chose to deliberately attack the government from within, they did so because they wanted to bring the government down. They wanted to bring my prime ministership down, and while, you know, the consequence is that I'm no longer PM, of course.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says the change will do little to solve the infighting within the Liberal Party and says the events of the past week have diminished Australia's standing in the eyes of the world.
The vengeance that we've seen play out over the last week, it has been a disgrace. It's been shameful. It has made Australia an international embarrassment, and it's about time both sides of politics realise that they are there to govern for the community, not for themselves, not for their corporate donors, but for the people who elect them.
Meanwhile, refugee advocates say they're concerned about Scott Morrison becoming Australia's next Prime Minister. Mr. Morrison, the Immigration Minister from 2013 to 2014, faced heavy criticism for his role in setting up Operation Sovereign Borders, aimed at stopping unauthorised asylum seekers from reaching Australia. The Australian Human Rights Commission also delivered a report to Parliament in 2014, saying he failed to act in the best interests of children in detention. The Refugee Action Collective's Ian Rintoul says Mr. Morrison's reputation on refugees precedes him.
He's built his reputation on extremely harsh policies, you know, towards refugees. I don't think there's anyone really who will forget how Scott Morrison, you know, made his name, his record will be forever blackened by what he did as immigration minister.
The executive director of the Human Rights Law Centre, Hugh de Kretser, says he also has concerns.
The system of offshore detention that he oversaw inflicted great harm, great suffering on thousands of people. I would hope that he has changed. As Prime Minister, he has an opportunity to act differently.
The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia says it hopes Mr. Morrison will work closely with Multicultural Australia. Chairwoman Mary Patetsis is also calling for an end to the political use of race, such as the rhetoric surrounding the alleged African gang crisis in Melbourne. Ms. Patetsis says Mr. Morrison now has extra responsibility to lead by example.
I believe Australia needs to be confident of their Prime Minister to do the right thing. The important thing is that we try to minimise the extent of alarmist and extreme views that are being expressed by public figures, really to whip up debate and division.
Mr. Morrison will now decide on his team for the key cabinet positions. Parliament returns on September the 10th. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.